Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery at Bob Jones University, with History in Pictures. In this late Gothic-style painting in Imogee's collection, Christ, as the King of Kings, crowns his mother, Mary. Few depictions like this example exist, and the imagery is notable. The work typifies the spiritual focus of the medieval Catholic Church, reflecting the fear of divine judgment during a superstitious era ravaged by the Black Death. Christ was increasingly seen as an awe-inspiring supreme ruler and judge of sin. People began turning to Mary as an approachable mediator for the mercy of Christ. Although Scripture explains that there is only one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. A lack of knowledge, both of Scripture and the character of a loving, merciful Savior, helped fuel the veneration of Mary. Here, surrounded by saints, Mary humbly kneels before Christ enthroned to receive a crown. Several New Testament epistles in the book of Revelation reference the crowns that will be given to those who believe in and are faithful to God. Not only will Mary receive a crown, but the saints throughout the ages will bend their knee to the King of Heaven and be crowned too. This painting is the only existing work in the world with the artist's signature. The translation of the Latin inscription on the cartouche below Mary says, "This was done by Antonius Aelius Guadacius Imoplatus, finished in 1470, the ninth day of the month of October. Thanks be to God." History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit museumandgallery.org.